The general sense of the kina is he keeps going back to the teichacha. He keeps going back to the parsha of what was good, and then the teichacha. First of all, it's important, and this is, we always talk about it. It's very important to learn. There's a dichotomy. We sit and learn chumish, mechukaisai, and the teichacha mechukaisai and teichasavai. And how HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns us and tells us, if you don't do good, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. And then things happen. And then we say, how could it be? How could it be? It's very, very important to dehear each and every tzar and tzar of Klal Yisrael through the nevuah of the Teichacha, because that's what it is. But there's one point in particular that I wanted to focus on. The beginning is, it starts out with Eicha Tifa'at Mashai Sa'i Shlachu. My pride was thrown away, cast aside. In the middle over here, in the one that starts Kolu L'Shoid Kirag Aleichem, it says like this. It says, Uvechol Shana V'Shana Hoisiv Yogna Al'ayin. Every year it gets worse and worse. Kadosh Baruch Hu adds more and more tzar and tzaris. May ace cross from when he got angry at us. V'nom v'shavartis ge'oin. And he said that he's going to break the ge'oin of Klal Yisrael. The ge'oin is the pride of Klal Yisrael. It's the base of Migdash. I'd like to reflect on something. When a person has most sicknesses that a person has, most diseases, most bruises, most cuts, as soon as it's over, as soon as he has the wound, a healing process starts. And the teva of a person is that if the stock is healthy, then it recuperates. It takes a while, and it recuperates. If, let's say, a sore is festering, and it's not healing, a bone is not healing, then there's something much worse wrong. Something's organically wrong with the person, and something is failing much deeper. Lo aleinu, simen of people who are in final stages is that none of the machlas get healed. Whatever besets the person, it just adds and adds, and nothing gets better. In a person's nefesh, what's the thing that makes a person, if a person has been through a crisis, what's the thing that makes a person jump back? What does a person, what gives him resilience? And the answer is his gaiva. Gaiva, I mean the thing that the person's proud of, the thing that the person is confident of, the thing the person is sure of. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys, so if a person has a strong sense of self, and something happens to him, it's devastating, it's crushing, but picks back up again and goes again. You ever see a plant or a tree, a bush, a wind knocks it down, if it hasn't touched something very vital, it'll snap back up again and grow back again. But in a person, if you destroy his ge'oin, then that's the equivalent of devastating a person's immune system, healing system, whatever it is. A person, they once asked, Frankel says over many times that they asked Rav Huttner, what's the most important thing to speak about today? And he said, Ge'oin Yaakov. The sense of pride of Klal Yisrael. The reason why we keep spiraling out is because we don't act. The Beis HaMikdash was out of Eres. This is it. This is the makom where you sense Shechina. This is the makom where you see Anhaga. That's not Tivis. This is the makom where we come to be seen and to see. This is. So even when we wander away and sometimes we're knocked down, we snap back up because we have a spine. We have something that gives us that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said, I will destroy the Ge'oin Yaakov. It's not a luxury. We think of it as a luxury. The Ge'oin means the most prestigious building. So if you lose your most prestigious building, okay, so you have other buildings. The Ga'on is the backbone of Klal Yisrael. This is what that gives Klal Yisrael its koimimius, its standing upright. And there was a time when the nisayon of Klal Yisrael was physical, and our pride was teshmetet, and a goy would spit at us and would jeer at us, and that was one echetimtza that we needed Goyen Yaakov. In some ways today, more than ever, it's not that nobody's terribly stepping on us here, but no pride, no. If you say this person learned in this yeshiva, you say, oh, nice, he learned MIT. That's really the way we say it, and we don't have the sense of going. If you don't have a sense of going, it's going to get worse and worse, because every time you take a blow, if a person is caught in any situation where it's uncomfortable not to eat, it's uncomfortable not to do this, uncomfortable not to do that, if a person has stolz, if a person is proud of himself and he knows who he is, then if the American ambassador goes to Mali or Cameroon and the natives kind of make fun of him that he doesn't know the etiquette of the Mali nobility, it's not terribly affected by it, because he represents Spitz. I mean, these are primitives. But vice versa, the person cowers and he loses it, because this is what it is. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, we had a very clear sense of Ga'on Yaakov, and we were able to stand proud. And the Mela, we walked Beina Umois. We looked at them as natives, as Shfolim. But that's not the case, and we don't have something that has that. And therefore, he says, because we're lacking that, Beis HaMikdash was our Ga'on Yaakov. Therefore, every year it gets worse and worse. We slip year by year. Hoisiv Yog Al Oin, because we don't have that inner force, that inner strength that gives us that mitzvah. Eicho.